Praise God. Are you excited to be here? Yeah, please be excited to be here, okay? It's very important that you're excited. And I want to tell you something. You know, your hunger shouldn't be easily satisfied. Okay? Do you know what I said? Yeah, your hunger shouldn't be. Especially now. You shouldn't be so quick to... You shouldn't be Papa and Mama Christian. You know, after an IVG, you need 2 days rest. If anything can happen again. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You should always be hungry. That's why I specifically made sure that we'll have this meeting today. You know, because I don't want to give you a wrong spirit. Hallelujah. So you should always be hungry. Engagement does not end. You get. And if you think you are giving God something, I'm not giving God anything. It's just 5 hours of sleep that I didn't sleep. Amen. Are we together? Yeah, there's a lot more. You know, Jesus is coming for more. Amen. So, I mean, we thank God, but you've not done a big deal that you attended an all-night vigil. Don't see it that way. It's your normal life. What else would you have been doing if not snoring? Hallelujah. Or watching a movie. You get. All right. So don't think it's strange that I'm not wicked. Okay? Are we together? Do you believe that? Okay. You have to believe it. I'm not wicked. I'm kind. You understand? When I say less fast, it's kindness. Hallelujah. And I say I'll soon call it fast. But not yet. Before then, I'll call like mini dry fast. You know, because I need to train you guys quickly. Hallelujah. And it's kindness. It's kindness. Okay? It's ultimate kindness. You get. It would be wickedness if I did not train you. Huh? Are we together? All the trouble you are seeing in the church today, pastors won't tell you the truth, but the truth is that people are collecting their report card. Are we together? All the conversation around, help me open it, please. Show gospel music, people play, pay money, all that stuff. It's because people are not trained. Are we together? And now that they are not trained, they're embarrassing the family. I was like, you get, which even brings me, I need to teach you guys about ministry. So I need to tell you what ministry is so that you understand what ministry is. You get. It's because people are not trained. As I mean, I don't argue. There's some people were in my office debating the whole matter. And they said I should give contribution. I said, please, I have to go and work. Because, you know, where do we begin? You know. Where do we begin? None of you here knows what ministry is. That's why the debate exists. So let's leave it there. Let's go and walk. You know? Because it's not going to be funny to tell people that their pastor has been teaching them nonsense for like 10 years. You know, it's not good from conversation to turn to fight. So I just say, let's just pause it. You know? Thank you. Don't be scared now to sit at the front. Madam, come. Come and sit down the front. Come and sit down the front. Come now. Receive courage. So, please stay with me. You know, today I'm concluding on challenges, right? Overcoming life challenges. So I was saying that, you know, the conversation, I was like, where do we begin? You know, this talk. Matter is too long, so let's just go and walk. You know. There's no... Back in the day, in my argumentative phase, we'll have started another round of arguments. You can go another 1 hour. You know? But now I'm wiser. So let's say, oh boy, let's just go and walk. Just keep on doing your thing. You understand? So that's what happens. That's the... People are just receiving report card. You understand? when you're not trained. Because when I was a teenager, we were not trained like that. You get, what we were given was dancing competition. And, you know. So, it's our generation that is manifesting the bad training. Okay, so I need to teach you about what ministry is. You understand? The reward of ministry, for instance, is not money. Amen. Hmm? Anybody there that is thinking that, you know, if I serve God, I'll become a billionaire. Well, I mean, you will become a billionaire, but it's not like that's why you did ministry. You get? Ministry is a privilege. That God called you is a major privilege. I have not seen you for a while. I'm not seeing you for a while. Where have you been? Yeah. Chisholm, where has she been? In the house. Oh. You're forgiven. Did you? You're forgiven. You're forgiven. So, what was I saying about ministry? Yeah, the reward is not money. The reward can't be money. If the reward is money, it's very sad thing. Very sad now because, I mean, you know, if it's money I was looking for, I'll have jackpot from this conversation. Hey, God. Amen. I'll have left this country since. What's my concern with this forsaken land? that's a joke. Oh. The land is not forsaken. Are we together? Huh? The reward of ministry is not private jet. You know, like as you do the thing, when you hit high career level, you'll not have private jet. That's not why God calls people. You understand? Right? Amen. Right, I shall look at that. So, I'm not wicked that I'm training you. You understand? So if I say let's fast, let's do this. Like I told this lady now to come to the front. Now she thinks it's wickedness and they are disturbing me, but I'm not wicked. It's good. You need somebody in your life to tell you to come to the front. You know? Not everybody wants you to come to the front. Some people want you to go to the back. Abino? Yeah. What's your name? Ola. Olaide. Okay. Can you come and sit down here? It's kindness. Yes, it's kindness. Free yourself. You get. So be hungry, right? Be hungry. Don't turn to Papa and Mama. You get. Be hungry. You have the energy, so use it. Youthfulness is for God. That's what youth is for. Okay? When you use your youth for God, you will acquire a godly heritage. You know. So, don't be tired. Tell your neighbor, don't be tired. Yeah, don't be tired. Don't be tired. Let me say it in passing, but your physical reaction to spiritual things is directly linked to your destiny. Are we together? Your physical reaction, how your body responds to spiritual things, is directly linked to your destiny. That's why it's important to endure hard physical environments that are spiritual. You know, church shouldn't be convenient for you. The convenience should end at AC. You shouldn't go beyond that. Are we together? Huh? Are we together? Yeah, it shouldn't be so convenient. That's why you can be told to stand up to pray, even though your leg is paining you. All right? Because your physical response to your physical response to spiritual things is directly linked to your destiny. How? Because it is just a manifestation of what you are determined to accomplish. Are we together? All right, so it's a manifestation of your determination. When you're determined to accomplish something, your body will move in that direction. So if you are always sleeping in church, it's a sign that your soul is far from God. Praise God. Are we together? Yeah, it's a sign. You get. And God will not use you that much. Okay? So it's important to train the body. Very, very important. It's key. Very, very important. Are we together? Very, very, very important. Huh? How important is it? Yes, very, very important. Very, very. Your body has to be able to, your body has to be used to spiritual things. Okay? Your body has to be used to it. You have to be able to endure prayer. You have to be able to, it's the way it is. It's just a sign of what's really in your soul. You get, right? So church isn't as convenient as you would always like it to be. And it's because of kindness. You know, it's because we don't want you to perish in sin. Hallelujah. Okay? So endure training. You understand? Your life is not wasting. No, from this place now you're going to glory. Your life is not wasting. That's training. Hallelujah. Are we together? That's training. You understand? Your life is not wasting. Of course, you know, from here you do glory on, you know. I think some of you have crusade meeting tonight, Abby. Abby? Is there a crusade meeting? Tomorrow, okay. Tomorrow. Can I meet in hold? There's a meeting in church by 5. Are you sure? Have you planned it well? My papa's meeting is long ago. You have to plan with that in mind. That Monday meeting now, they said 7 to 4. You have to plan like 3 extra hours. Even if, or maybe 4 extra hours. You know, anger will just be catching you. You understand? You have to plan. You know the man of God you are following now. His way is not short way. You understand? All right. So today we are going to conclude our teaching on, at least for now, on overcoming life's challenges. Praise God. Huh? Overcoming life's challenges. We've had such a fantastic time. I think we started with the various places that challenges come from. We said that challenges come from you yourself, the limitations that are placed on you by yourself. These are the major limitations in life. Hallelujah. This is why you should never listen to any nonsense that is trying to make you a victim. Are we together? Anybody with any ideology that other people are oppressing you, you need to fight. You know, there's one in the UK now, it's the rich people that are making us suffer. You know? Or maybe it's the men that are making us suffer. We just need to kill all the men and the world will be a better place. You know, that's what many women believe. You know, that if they can just kill all the men, the world would be a better... Sit up. The world would be a better place. Favor, do you believe that? Eh? Do you believe that if all the men would just end? Maybe some. Yeah. So they should just kill some men. You know, you see, we believe in Nigeria too that, you know, if they just kill Tinubu, Buhari, just kill maybe like 15 men, Nigeria will be free. You know? Amen. That's not how evil works. Okay? It's a spiritual thing. The people that want to kill them are usually more evil than the people they want to kill. Amen. Are we together? Yes, but as an aside, so you shouldn't believe anything that tries to make you a victim. Is there really oppression in life? Yes. Are we together? Huh? But the moment you believe, are you hearing me? The moment you believe that your problem is coming from another place, people are doing you, that's finished though. The battle has finished. Even if they are doing you. Do you know what I'm saying? Right? Is there racism in America? Yes, oh boy, there are racist people. Eh? Racist people deal. You understand? Especially me that I work with Oyibo people. Omo, forget English. You know, this is that Nigerians are not wise, because you see, our culture is direct culture. So if I don't like you, I'll tell you I don't like you. Don't be polite. But it can be insulting you, like you're from Gorilla. But you'll still be saying it in a polite way. You know. There's racism. Believe me, there's racism. Why is there racism? Because human beings are stupid. Okay? But if the moment one black man should come and say that the reason why I'm not prospering in life is that white people, it has finished. Satan has won the battle. Are we together? So are you in Nigeria? Yes. Are we together? Are there people that don't want you to prosper? Yes. Do you have village people? Yes. Amen. Are we together? They all exist. But you must never believe that those are the people limiting you. Amen. You have given them power. You understand? Is there anybody here recently that Satan or something, somebody came to you in your dream and told you that they want to kill you? Anybody? Recently? Maybe some months ago, weeks ago? Or has it ever happened to you in your life? And in your dream, someone appeared to you and told you he wants to kill you? Maybe Satan. Any other person? Raise your hand. It's Nigerian. It's a common occurrence. You understand? You too. Any other person? How did you feel? Let's give her the mic. Where's the second mic? Let's stand up now. Talk to us.
All right. So I thought about it first. And I was like, well, I don't know who it was, but
yeah.
I know that in my dream, somebody told me that we're going to kill me. And then I can remember clearly that there was a time when I got to school too, and then one of my teachers told me the same thing.
Are you okay? Okay.
Yes. So, kind of, I wasn't afraid about it.
Okay. Joshua, tell us, how did you feel?
Okay. At first, I was afraid. I can't lie, because the way I even woke up from the dream, self.
Yeah.
But I think after some time, still within the course of that day, I just brushed it off.
Okay.
Has not got back.
Okay. Cool. I know that can be a very scary thing, you know, in your dream. Somebody will tell you, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. Amen. Are we together? You and me, shout hallelujah. Is there another person? Please, it's a common thing, no? It's not a... They appear to me steady. Like, it's not a... You understand? Like, steady. It's not... On top of small things, church. Yeah. It appears steady, you know. Hallelujah. One time, we went to one school in the dream. So, we were preaching. So, some cultists came. Like, You know, I said, okay. So, is there another person? Another person. Okay. Now... You know, that dream, when the dream was happening, it was very vivid, Abby. It was like real, you know. Now, let's just think about it. If someone has the power to kill you and the person really wants to kill you, will the person come and tell you, I'm going to kill you? What will the person do? He will kill you. You understand? So that gra-gra is actually a sign that he does not have the power to kill you. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like a gangster, you know, or thug. Hey, can come and sit down. You know, thugs can make noise to us, but when they see soldier, they always respect themselves. Hallelujah. So it's not a big deal that someone tells you they want to kill you. In fact, people will tell you they want to kill you. If they could kill you, they would kill you. You understand? So the fact that people cannot kill you means that they will tell you they will kill you. You understand? Huh? So a lot of people will tell you, I will destroy your destiny. Yeah, people will tell you. You get my point? Right? People will tell you. You will meet somebody in life that will look at you and say, without me, you are nothing. Yeah. Are we together? Huh? Yeah. How many of you have a teacher told you you won't amount to anything in life? At this rate, this is your book knowledge. It's too small. Okay, one. Any other person? Okay, a lot of you. All right. Now you see that. Are we together? Now you see that statement coming. Doesn't necessarily, or rather, that statement must come. Hallelujah. It's not a strange thing that statement did not come. You understand? It's not strange. Stop seeing it as strange. You know, those of you in university, stop seeing it as strange that you see a lecturer that says they don't pass my course. It's not a strange thing. Yourself, you have to have fire for fire attitude in this life. You get it? As they give yourself, you give them back. Yeah, it's not. I don't know why you're expecting that all human beings will have sense. You know? Lack of sense is more common than sense. Are we together? On paper, how many Christians are in Nigeria? Okay, what's the population of Nigeria? Ha! How many people are in Nigeria? Somebody must know this thing in this church. How many people are in Nigeria? How many people are in Nigeria? I'm not talking, I say you people. I didn't say, how many people are in Nigeria? You can't play that, my darling. No, you're still playing it now. So if you want to play it, you can go to the park. Okay. I'm not wicked. You know this preaching is, I'm not a wicked person. So you want to play it, can you take her to the back? Let her go and play at the back. I don't know. So, okay, someone has gone to Google. all right, cool. How many people do you think are officially Christians? You know, there's a difference between real Christian and official, but official Christian, about 100 million, yeah. So, you know, Nigeria is officially on paper is half and half. Even though really, it's not really half and half, but officially it's half. So you have maybe like, you have 230 something million, maybe 110 million Christians, 120 million Muslims. So you are in a society that there are 120 million people that not only don't like your God, if given the opportunity, we cut your neck. Are we together? Or at least they won't disagree with those that want to cut your neck. Do you get my point? Yeah. So you see, the people that are opposing you are plenty. Do you get? Then if you now look at, okay, we say we are 110 million. That's when you give us form to fill. You say Christian. But if you now look at the people that are really born again, you know, out of that 110 million, you know, it's smaller. You know? For instance, a lot of my fellow Igbo brothers and sisters are not born again. All that Catholic church is not, a lot of them are not born again. You know, it's just cultural church. You know, we are born in church and we've just been raised up in church. A lot of people in the Southeast are not, I'm telling you the truth, the Southeast, it has one of the, you might not know, maybe you guys don't visit your village or something, but I can tell you a fact. A lot of people in the Southeast are not saved. Not only are they not saved, the moment you go and do church, the level of persecution you will receive, it will be like you were in Bono. I'm telling you this. Eh? From fellow Christians. Hello, Christians. You understand? So, anyway, my point is that there are plenty of people that don't love your God, don't love your Jesus, don't love you, are open to Satan manipulating them. Are we together? So you have plenty of enemies, or plenty potential enemies. Okay? So let me be short when people call you a failure. What were they meant to say? You get my point? So you can see why if you yourself are limiting yourself, and if you are a foolish person and you are saying that, oh, I'm looking for people to encourage me, that the reason why I cannot be great is that nobody is encouraging me. You see, you're a very foolish person. Are we together? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Aisha, if you're waiting for your teacher to say that you are a great person, you wait, though. You understand? You will wait. You understand? Someone that are paying me BTK, you don't understand. You don't understand the frustration. You know? Some of that three children at home, they are paying me BTK. You think he's coming to that school to inspire young people? Again, someone that is willing, if you give him 50K, he will give you the whole YX script. If I will sit down beside you and be teaching, no, that one is B. It's like, maybe you select A, is a no now. No, it's C. You understand? That's why Spiritual Center exists. People are poor and broke, people are frustrated. So, if you are depending on a human being to be giving you the word of God, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, the world wants to limit you. You don't limit yourself. You get it. You are the only hope that you have. Are we together? Are we together? Don't be shocked when people say you can't do this. It's what they were meant to say. You get? Don't be shocked even when your parents are the ones hindering you. You understand? It's what they were meant to say. You get? Some of you, when you bring husband, they'll say, we don't want you to marry this man. He's not Yoruba. They will tell you. The people, you look like that kind of person. Now you're going to bring Hausa man. No? It will cause revolution in that family. Yeah. It's what they will say. It's what they were meant to say. You get? So if you are holding grudges, you are wasting your time. Holding grudges is a waste of time and energy in life. Allow people to do what they are meant to do. You get? Are we together? What did I say? Allow people to do what they are meant to do. Stop arguing too much. You get? So, if you don't limit yourself, you have delivered yourself from a lot of challenges. Because the world will limit you. Okay? And so, the only hope you have is that your mind is renewed. You get? This is precisely why you need to spend lots of time in church. So that you can have a change in environment. Some of you need to, it even needs to go as deep as, you know, church is maybe the only place where you're receiving free AC. No, really, I'm serious. Like, you know, it's the only place where you're receiving free AC without paying money. You know, you need to, so that it's normal to you. Hallelujah. I mean what I said now, I mean it's very, very well. You need to spend. You need to be a church boy, church girl, so that your mind can change, so that you can see that there's another way to live life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
So that you can see that there's another way to live life, so that you can be provoked by other people. Okay? So that you can be inspired by your brothers and sisters, and your pastors and teachers and everything, so that you can be helped. Are we together? When you need help. Okay? If you need to spend lots of time in church, you need to be a church boy or a church girl. It's your life. Don't go outside. There's nothing outside. Are we together? That is the hope that you have. Okay? When you have that hope, you're going to, as your mind changes, you know, then the limits on your mind begin to break. You get? We all have limits on our minds. And God doesn't break everything at once. He does it systematically. Because the medicine at once is too painful. Not many people can go through it. So God does it systematically. But it's still quick, oh, if you are cooperative. It won't take you 10 years. You know, it'll still be quick. But it'll be systematic. You get, right? So you too, you need to be quick and fast with God's agenda. Don't delay. Are we together? Huh? Don't delay. Tell you the truth. You know, don't delay. Many people delay all these things. So that's the first area of challenge. Your mind, your limitation. I spoke a lot about that. You can go and listen to the message again. You know, there's no prayer as powerful as your mind. You get everything that is happening in your life is... Remember this thing I'm about to say. You will notice 10 years from now that it is looking like your current imagination. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Yeah. Your future will not surprise you. That's what you will eventually notice. You will get to your future and be like, this is what I used to think when I was in Teen's Church. Yeah. So that's the power of the mind. Okay? The second places that challenges come from are, which we spoke about, are men. You know, I've already spoken about that, so I won't talk about that much. When I was talking about men placing limits on you, men will always give you challenges. They are very, even you yourself, you are a challenge to somebody currently or in the past or in the future. You understand? Right? You are a challenge to somebody. So maybe you are a challenge to your parents. You know, when your parents are out, when you are outside, your parents are having heart palpitations. You know, where is my son? I don't know where he is. He gets, right? So, men bring challenge, but men can also bring nefarious challenges. You will meet men in life who will allow Satan enter them. It's very frustrating. Very frustrating. But we thank God, at least it's better than no light. So, I guess following what I'm saying. Okay. Thank you. I think you're getting used to me. It's good. I don't like rushing the Bible because, you know. So, you will also meet men that are nefarious. Like people that will allow Satan enter them. Those are the people I was talking about, like your lecturer, Satan will enter people. People are, if you're not a very astute, if you're not a very strong person, you would be manipulated by demons. Okay, so, for instance, if you don't have the strength of joy as a parent, you will unload your frustration of life on your children. Again, which is a demonic attack on the children. Again, all right. So that's what I mean. So Satan can enter anybody in that sense, and it's to attack people, right? So you can have your boss in the office come and tell you that he wants to sleep with you. I've already told you, don't be shocked. You get, it's not a shocking thing. Are we together? Even for you guys, have you not, you know, seen girls that you're like, this girl is fine. No? Why did you not go and approach her? It's not because you are born again, you have Holy Spirit. So what about men that don't have Holy Spirit? They will approach now. You understand? So it's not a shock. It shouldn't shock you. You get a lot of you ladies, guys will approach you and say they want to sleep with you. Okay? Are we together? So, men will bring challenges in that way. Also, one of the ways that men bring challenges is the mistakes of the past. Okay? Because a lot of situations are caused, a lot of situations that people go through are caused by, or rather, a manifestation of cycles. Are we together? A lot of you, your hardship that you are currently experiencing is as a result of the disobedience of, might even be your parents, maybe your great-great-grandparents. That's how life is. People make mistakes and then you bring in cycles, you know. Are we together? Yeah. Whenever you see, let me give you an advice. Whenever you see your parents, forgive your parents. All their deficiencies, just forgive them. There's no point in being angry. And whenever you see the mistakes that they've made, it's so that you can understand where not to make mistakes. Are we together? Yeah. Because you are that same person. You know. The nature of genetics is that genetics is not just face, it's also character. Okay? Are we together? Genetics is not just face. Genetics is also spiritual. That thing is a very funny, very strange kind of technology that God created. You know? A lot of you, your womanizing, your potential womanizing is your dad. It's just that maybe your dad is not born again. So you didn't really see him when he was in the street, you know. But I tell you, it's really, you know, if you met him when he was, you know, Mr. D, you know, when he was having his funky names, you know, his Baba Divi, Baba, you know, they're calling him Baba Ade, so now that's who you know, you know. Amen. I was watching one video on YouTube about people dancing in the 80s, you know, in clubs. Very, very nice video. Very nice video. I was just imagining. So all these people now married with children. See the ladies dancing. Some of you think bad things just started in Nigeria with your generation. Who told you? Who told you? If you know what your mothers did. In fact, things have calmed down. Back then, people were, you know, things have calmed down now. In the 80s, people are wild though. It's just that, you know, there was still shame, so it wasn't open. You know, but people have been wild since. You understand? It's a myth that human beings have been moral in the past. It's not true. You understand? I know some of you maybe imagine, maybe when you see all these Yoruba movies, you think that back in the day, there was no sin. You know, back then, people were fornicating. You know? Amen. If there was no fornication, why did they create Magu? You know what Magu is? Jazz now. That's if you sleep with another man, people will join. You won't be able to. Why did they create the jazz? Even though that people are sleeping around. You get it? Right? But anyway, a lot of the character behavior that you have, you actually got it from your parents. Now, it's not to blame your parents, so, because it's your life. If you don't fix it, you go to a fire. You get it? So, it can't be healthy and say, actually, God is my mother that didn't love me. That's why I am like this. No. You get it? But you just need to understand fundamentally that you shouldn't judge your parents, okay? You should forgive them. Yes, I know a lot of you would not be happy with your parents. I can't fake it. I was once young, I understand. Especially me, sir, because my dad wasn't very present in my childhood, so I understand it. It's not their fault. They did the best they could, I tell you the truth. Parenting is not easy. You understand? Parenting is not easy. Okay? And based on the knowledge that they had, they did their best. You know, for instance, the reason why my dad wasn't around is because in Igbo culture, it's a perfectly normal thing for a man to travel to China and his wife is in Kogi. It's perfectly normal, you know, because of money. It's part of the culture. Now that I'm spiritual, I understand that is demonic. It's like, number one, how will... So, you mean he was in China for 6 years, woman did not turn his eye. Are you telling me that? You understand? Right? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, now I have wisdom. But, you know, I can't blame him. I mean, I respect him. I honor him. I've moved past it because people are operating with the knowledge that they have. I know some of you are angry. You know, some of you, your dad has abandoned your mom. You get, I know one or two of you here that your dad has abandoned your mom. You get. So that is a place that a lot of challenges can come from. The cycles that men create with bad decisions. Then also when men approach you. You get, men will approach you. Okay? People will. In Proverbs, we were reading last week when he said, my son, if sinners entice you, don't consent. Okay, people will come to you to entice you. That's the nature of sin. Are we together? Yeah, people will try and entice you. Okay? At various levels. I tell you the truth. At various levels. You understand? But there was one time I was having a conversation with you guys about church fellowship. Abi, somebody, leader, do you guys remember? Do you remember? You don't remember, you've forgotten. When you go to university, none of you remember. But I'll have that conversation again. I'll speak in clearer terms. You know, a lot of you, when you start operating in your school, people will see you. I want to use you. I use you like sponge. They will squeeze you. Huh? Squeeze you like this. Because they are fire. You understand? That's how men are. Men like good things. Yes, they will use you, squeeze you. Like, when I say squeeze, I mean squeeze. You know, squeeze you. Not only will they squeeze you, they will not give you doctrine. Like, you see, this God they are serving on campus. Don't worry, just keep serving him. When you graduate, he will take care of you. You know? Squeeze you dry. Smile. You that, when you are young, you think that serving God is with laughter. And now you see that you can serve God with frown. You know, you can save God with your eye has entered inside like this, you know. Walk you, on top of the walking, you will not feel like serious feeling. Like, feeling. You will fail, okay? When you now leave school, you now start hustling for a job because you have failed. All together. All because you couldn't say no. Don't use me like this. Are we together? Yeah. That's how men are. Men will use other men. You are the one that has to say no. Are we together? Are you guys following what I'm saying? Is what I'm saying too high? Okay. Then I didn't mention it, but let me mention it. Because I didn't want to hype Satan. But let me also mention that Satan also brings challenges. Praise God. Are we together? Well, no, I think I mentioned it. Satan also brings challenges. Okay? Satan is a troublemaker. You understand? That's his nature. Doesn't like good sin. You understand? And even though he knows he can't win, he will still try. He's a very stubborn person. Are we together? Huh? His stubbornness can even be inspiring. Like you said, we should be stubborn like that. You know, you know, he's very stubborn. Yes, he's a very stubborn person. Amen. Are we together? He's very, very stubborn. And so he will always appear at periodic times in your life. Always. Always. He will use men to try and do it most of the time. Okay? And he will say, no, get out. I say, okay, here we go. It will come back again. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. It will come back again. I get. In fact, after a while, there's a level of fight that he will fight you. Because I'm not teaching you that one now, but you know, there's a level of fight that you must go through. Oh no, I'll say it. There's a level of fight that God will allow him to fight you. Okay? Because you must go through it. Okay. That's the one that frustrates him the most. If you can overcome that one. Okay? So if, for instance, you can create delay around you, but you are still happy and joyful, that thing will kill him. You understand? He'll be so frustrated. You get? He'll be so frustrated that the solution to the problem is that he will give up. Again, he will say that, oh boy, we have tried many things. This guy's joy has not gone. It's like, the more we fire him, the more he's even going up. Let's leave him. Are we together? Because the more we're attacking him, the more he's going up. So the strategy is now, let's leave him. Let's leave him. understand? But even with that, let's leave him. His stubborn nature will still come back because he can't just see good things happen. So he was still trying. And he's who Satan is. Yet. And you will fight him till you go to heaven. Are we together? Because of his nature, he does not give up. You will always be fighting him. The level of warfare will be changing. The most basic level of the warfare. You can come and sit down. The most basic level of the warfare is they'll be pushing your dream. You know that one now? They'll be pushing your dream, you know. That's basic. That one, you don't even need to have spirituality. You just need to have a pastor that has sense. That one will stop, right? Then it will be advancing. You get. At the level, you to turn to psychological warfare. Are we together? That one can be dangerous. That one, when you are naive, that one can be dangerous. You only pick it up if you are spiritually sensitive. There is planning something around you. Because everything will look like there's peace. You know, but it's psychological. It will be mental battles you'll be fighting. What I mean is that it will be human nature that you'll be using to fight. Are we together? A lot of people, for instance, they are not equipped for this kind of warfare. So the amount of people that invited the person that destroyed their home, they are the ones that brought the person. Are you together? Maybe they are the ones that brought the friend that destroyed their home. Because they are not aware of these things. Praise God. Then, I'll say one last one. Well, I've already said it, but I'll emphasize it again, and I'll talk about prayer. Because I've spoken about how to overcome challenges the various ways. And I've been speaking about them, but I'll focus on prayer. Then we'll close. Amen. Are you happy to be in church? Are you happy to be in church? Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me also explain this. Why am I telling you this thing? I'm not telling you. Can you please bring that here? Why am I teaching you this thing? I'm teaching you this thing because you are ready to hear it, okay? Are we together? Huh? What did I say? You can, thank you. You are ready to hear it. I perceive the Lord wants you to start facing some things, okay? Are we together? Or some of you, you know, not everybody's at various stages, but you know, the way it is, some people will do the one first, the others will follow. So, you need to essentially understand the warfare dimension of life. Okay? Are we together? Yeah, you need to understand the warfare dimension of life. If not, you will not be overcoming challenges. Hallelujah. Yeah, but you need to overcome challenges. Okay? And you can hear what I'm saying because you all have challenges. All of you have one challenge or the other. Serious problem. Or family background. Or, you know, you have serious problem. This is the way to overcome it. All this, you know, let me just keep serving God. I hope you'll do something. You know, it's at the level. At another level, you need to embrace challenges. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah. You get. It's human beings that have human rights. Satan does not know human rights. What I mean by that is that, you know, it's human being that when you are fighting battle, they say, don't kill women, don't kill children. Satan does not know that one. Are we together? In fact, the younger, the better. You know, Jesus was a baby, they're already timing him. The younger, the better. So, whether you believe it or not, you're already fighting warfare. That's the unfortunate thing about life. Are we together? Eh? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's fortunate, you know, but that's the thing about life. Whether you don't need to sign up for it, you don't need to know. Eh? When I was younger, one of my friends, very foolish statement he made. He said, what you don't know won't kill you. Yeah? What you don't know won't kill you. Amen. I saw a status once. Clearly. It's what he didn't know that killed him. You know? Amen. Are we together? He didn't know that even back then when we were in show, warfare started. So that's why I'm teaching you this thing, right? So that you can be equipped and so that you can start doing things for Jesus. You understand? And so I start approaching life with a certain level of razzmatazz. So, there are... let's go to that place in Scripture. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. So, as part of your growth and development, are we all together? If you're me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, your hallelujah has gone down. If you're me, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. You didn't come for the video. You didn't come for the video. Okay. As part of your growth and development, you know, as a believer, I said we should look for a scripture. As part of your growth and development as a believer, God has planned a training regimen for you. You see, there is nobody that is training you as efficiently as the Holy Spirit. Okay? The training is so efficient that even you are not aware of it. But there is a plan on ground for you. Amen. Amen. There is a plan on ground for you. You get... Are we together?
Yes,
you know, every one of you here, Jesus knows you. Do you know? I mean, personally, like, you know. And they have a plan for you. Heaven has a plan for you. A very great plan, I tell you the truth. There's nobody here that has a plan that once you see it, you will not shout, wow. Nobody here. Are we together? What did I say? Everybody here has a plan. Okay? Say, God has a plan for my life. Yeah, God has a plan for your life. Active plan. Like, the plan was even in motion before you came to the earth. Okay? In fact, God's planning is only God that can do it. God's planning is very, because, you see, human beings coming into the earth requires two sets of people. You first need man, then you need God. You know, it's only Jesus that they give birth through virgin. You know, for everyone to come to the earth, man and woman has to come together. Are we together? And then God would then send a soul to the earth. But you see, God's perspective and man's perspective can be different. Are we together? There are many children that are made as mistake from man's perspective. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, actually, we are meant to use condom, but the thing did not work. And then now we have a child, right? But that doesn't align with God's perspective. Are we together? Right? So men can be sad when a child is on the earth, but God is happy. Because God has a plan. Men don't have plan. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So God has a plan for every one of us. And that plan is not in alignment with the plan that men have for us. Amen. Please, I need you to hear me. Please, don't lose me now. Okay? That plan is not in alignment with what men are planning. Amen. That plan is not in alignment. God is his own person. Men are our own people. For example, your governor does not have plans for you. That's why you are in the school you are in. Amen. Are we together? Your governor does not have plans for you. Okay? In the entire Lagos, there's not more than 3 amusement parks. You can see people are not planning for children. People are not planning that, okay, these children in this our society, how will they have fun? It's not in the thinking. Do you understand what I'm saying? What are people building? People are building nightclub. That's what people have planned for. Amen. Are we together? Now, when people are building nightclub, who are the people that are going to service people in the nightclub? Other people's children. I mean, not his own child. If the owner of a strip club goes to the strip club and he sees his daughter dancing on the pole, he will slap her and say, are you okay? Are you okay? Come on, go on and read your book. I mean, but he will establish a business to use other people's children. You get? All right? So you cannot depend on men's plan. He's selfish. Are we together? I guess that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you have to go to God and say, God, what is your plan for my life? Remember, I'm teaching about overcoming challenges. Abby?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have to go to God and say, God, what is your plan for my life? A lot of us are not doing this. Okay? And I know why. Because you are still thinking of yourself as a child. So you still want to enjoy childhood. Okay? But you are wasting your time. The sooner you know the plan, and the sooner you can begin to... When I say know the plan, I don't mean that God will come and tell you, okay, in the next 5 years, this is what you do. What I just mean is that the sooner you can align with God, because God doesn't reveal the thing immediately at once. What God will do is that God will set you on course. Okay? So God will start a journey with you. So the sooner, the way you get on that journey is via the prayer. So the prayer of God, what is your plan for my life? The answer is God will now say, oh yeah, let's start journey. I will be showing you as we go along. Are we together? Are we together? Yeah? So that prayer is not, don't pray that prayer expecting that when you dream, you will see yourself 10 years in the future. No. Okay? It can happen, it might not happen. That one is what your dream, that one is dependent on God. You can't force that one. And if you force that one, the demon that will start talking to you. All right? But the answer to that prayer is that God will then say, okay, I've heard your prayer. Let's start journeying. As we are journeying, it will be revealing. So when you go to God and you say, God, what is your plan for my life? God will be very happy. I tell you the truth. It's a very, very sharp. God likes that kind of prayer. Okay? I've entered teaching on prayer, which is what I said I wanted to teach. God likes that kind of prayer. When you pray God's will, God will love you. I tell you the truth. Are we together? In fact, your chances of receiving visitation are higher. You know, you can't control it though. You can't control whether angel will come and visit you, whether Jesus himself will come and visit you, whether Papi will come and visit you. All those ones, you can't control it. But you can increase your chances by praying the will of God. Get? Right? So when you pray that prayer, God is going to be so happy. Say, wow, I've seen someone that we can potentially work with. What did I say? Potentially work with. Okay. So, you know now, if you say now you want to do, they say they are doing inter-house sports. How many of you did this? I saw gospel. Gospel, what did you do in your school? I saw gospel yesterday coming back from inter-house sports. What sport did you play? Football. Wow. Okay. Who else did inter-house sports? Did you run? What did you do? You ran. What race? 400 meter race. Did you finish? You didn't finish. Okay. All right. Now, you see, when she said she wanted to run and she put her name as part of the people, what house is that? Greenhouse. Now, when she said She put her name as Greenhouse, right? Even though she put her name, it doesn't mean that she'll finish the race. Are we together? So the putting of the name just means that, okay, you have potential to finish the race, but you might not finish the race. Okay? Now, why didn't she finish the race? It's a very simple answer. She didn't train. Maybe the day before she had a buzz. She just came, maybe that morning, she took bread and ewa going. You know, what did he eat that morning? Only snack. Okay. Did you train? Only twice. Okay. Now you can see why she did not finish the race. Because she said she wanted to run, but she didn't train to run. Hallelujah. Are we together? So it's not enough to say, I want to accomplish my destiny. Are you training for your destiny? You understand? Yeah? Are we together? Are you understanding what I'm saying? So when you pray that prayer, you say, God, I want to show me the plan. I'm going to say, fine, fantastic. But God is a serious person. God is not like a green. Is it green? Blue. Is it greenhouse? Greenhouse. God is not like a greenhouse sports master. You know, that only train her twice. I will not embarrass the greenhouse, you know, on the day of performance. You know, God's style is that he will train you for the journey. Are we together? Please, our scripture now. Where is our scripture? So, part of the training, please listen to me. Listen to me. Part of the training of that journey is what we call trials and tribulations. Okay? Are we together? What did I say? Trials and tribulations. That's part of the training. Life issues. Are we together? So God will purposely orchestrate. He will employ Satan. Amen. Are we together? No, he will employ Satan. Satan will do his work for him. As some things, he will say, fire, fire. Satan will say, can I fire? Fire. Fire. You understand? Okay? He will employ Satan. He himself, he will orchestrate it. You know? And those things, you can't run away from them. Hallelujah. Okay? Those are the things that you can't run away from. For instance, you can't run away from your family. So, when men had their plan, for instance, as to what this child will be, so maybe somebody did not use condom well. Okay? Maybe somebody was raped, something like that, right? Meaning there was no plan for this child. God would think and say, okay, a child is coming. He would then link a destiny and tie it specifically to that environment. Meaning that for that destiny to manifest, that destiny must come from that environment. So with men, people are mistakes, but with God, people are not mistakes. Are we together? So there are things that you can't control. There will be things that you just can't control. No matter the prayer, it won't shift. You get? You must go through it. Okay? There's no prayer you want to pray. Your parents will not turn to Dangote. You understand? Stop having hope in that thing. It's not going to happen. You will go through it. You understand? Are we together? And you will see many like that. Many like that. They'll be coming. They'll be coming. So James here says that, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Not if, but when. Hallelujah. Are we together? Not if, but when. Elizabeth, you understand what I'm saying? Not if, but when. When you fall into various trials, count it all joy. Why? Let's read the next verse. Knowing that the testing of your faith, can we say testing? Testing of your faith produces patience. This testing is not test as per academic work. You know, it's not like God is saying, does he love me? Does he not love me? No. The test is to produce patience. So God knows that you love him. There's no issue. But he will take you through the process that will produce what we call patience. Now, this patience here goes beyond just I'm waiting. Okay? Go to the next verse. But let patience have its perfect work. Hallelujah. That you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Okay? So this patience is ultimately tied to perfection. Are we together? So when God says that, let's go on a journey, all right? I'm going to take you to your destiny. Your destiny is in the future. I'm going to take you there. Let's start journeying. On that journey, what you would then put is testing. Are we together? Huh? He would then put testing of faith on that journey. In fact, the more intense the journey, the more the testing. Are we together? To produce patience that will produce perfection. So without the testing, it will be like Aisha, you will run two laps and you'll be tired. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You run two laps and you'll be tired. But when there has been adequate testing, all right, then you'll be someone that is equipped to handle your destiny. So on the road to your destiny are testings. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that challenge, you can't run away from that one. That one is God-imposed challenge. Okay? It's God-imposed. God will impose it on you. So you can rebuke Satan, you can avoid men, you can do all sorts of things, but somehow, you shall see that there's still wahala on the road. Hallelujah. Are we together? Huh? So that one, God will introduce that one himself. And the point is to make you a better person. Amen. If you run away from this thing, you'll just be going around in circles. That's what we call delay, is that people are running away from this thing. Okay? And what I'm saying is not far-fetched, though. It's currently in your life. Currently. You get, there are impositions from the Holy Spirit, impositions from men that you know are godly. Okay? And you can't run away from it. You understand? You have to go through it. You have to go through the baptism. Okay? Now, stop seeing them as challenges. Okay? See them as opportunities for growth. Hallelujah. Are we together? What did I say? Yeah. See them as opportunities for growth. And you see, one thing about the Holy Spirit is that everything is important to the Holy Spirit. There's no small issue. Everything is linked to everything. You understand? If the Holy Spirit tells you, go and wash that plate in the kitchen, it's linked to your destiny. It's not like the instruction that will make you a great man of God is that you should go and enter bush for 10 days. Are we together? That one is, a lot of our Christianese language, you just kung fu. You know, when you have watched movie now, you know, in the movie, the kung fu master, they will enter mountain and train in the mountain. People understand what I'm saying now. After he trained in the mountain, he then come back stronger. You know, as Hollywood, not Nollywood now. Yet. Men of God are made in the home. He's sweeping that creates men of God. Hallelujah. I hope this thing I said, I hope you will not forget this thing I just said. I hope you will not forget it. He's sweeping, washing plates, Are we together? That's what creates men of God. Amen. Saying you are sorry. Are we together? So how you would engage God on this part, right, is the only thing that can make this part worthwhile or sane, okay? The part that God has put you on. Please listen to me. The part that God has put you on, I want to condense everything in a very short set of sentences. The part that will make God, you and God, or that will make you able to endure this journey is prayer. Hallelujah. What did I say? Prayer. Yeah. Without prayer, you cannot endure the tribulations of life. Hallelujah. Without prayer, you can't. Okay? Are we together? Your main tool to enduring the testings of life is prayer. Why is it prayer? It is prayer because it is only through prayer that you can receive strength to go on. Hallelujah. Are we together? It's only through prayer that you can receive the strength to go on. Without prayer, you can't receive the strength to go on. What seems like a very tough place to be at is tough because you have not yet broken through in prayer. Hallelujah. I know what I'm saying now might sound a little bit high, but just hear me as much as you can. What seems, if there's a kind of life that you see, maybe, let me use myself as an example. Those of you that have an idea of how my life is, if it is very tough to you as you see it, it's like this is a very tough way to live. Okay? It is tough because you have not yet broken through in prayer. In other words, at the current frequency of my life, there is a prayer frequency for that. Are we together? I will explain it well, or I'll break it down further, but just hear me now. There's a current prayer frequency for that. That's the reason why it makes sense to me to live my life the way I'm living my life. Okay? Now, when I say prayer frequency, I'm not talking about gym prayer. I'm not saying that the way I pray is so gym that he said you need to pray at gym as I'm praying gym. In fact, it is the opposite. I only pray gym in church. At home, nobody knows I'm praying. You don't hear me shout. Are we together? Yeah? Of course, there's nothing wrong with shouting. But what I'm trying to say is that, because as Pentecostals, you might probably be interpreting what I'm saying is that I need to go and hit a new fire. You know, that's what I'm saying now. That's not, what you are thinking is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying about prayer frequency is depth of prayer. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What did I say? Depth of prayer. Can you say that? Depth of prayer. Can you say it again? I'll tell you what I mean by that. What I mean by that is the level of conversation that is happening in the heart. Are we together? What is happening in the heart? That's the real depth of prayer. What is the heart asking God for? Are we together? What is the heart expecting from God when there is prayer? That's the real depth of prayer. Are we together? Depth of prayer is not sweat. Amen. Amen. Okay? Even though when the prayer is deep, you will sweat. But it's not like, because you know, you can pray a full prayer, you know, 2 hours prayer. That you, in fact, there was so much sweat. In fact, if there was somebody in your house, the person would be scared. Like, oh boy, people they pray. Oh, God. I mean, if you have been in that kind of house, I know Pastor Monday is in that kind of house where she's with a prayer, you know. Where you sleep, wake up, the person is still praying. You know, that's kind of intimidating, this thing, right? Now, that's its own thing, but that's not what I mean by depth of prayer. Or that's what I mean, really. Meaning, when the prayer is deep, it will be like that, right? But the prayer can be like that and not deep. What I mean, I'm specifically saying it, is what the heart is asking God for. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And what the heart is expecting from God in return. Okay? Now, when you start your walk with God, your prayers will be surface level. What do I mean by surface level? God, do this for me. Give me job. Give me this. Those are the surface level areas of your soul. Those are shallow waters. Amen. Amen. I'm pulling myself back. Those are shallow waters. Meaning, you're not really getting to the depth of a person. You see, who I am is not the car I'm driving. That's not who I am. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Right? That's not who I am. God can give me a car, but that's not really who I am as a person. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? You can't judge a person from the car that they're driving. You can drive a Rolls Royce. You can have a private. You can have many things. Those are the externalities of your soul. Okay? But when your heart is able to commune with God on the things that are deeper in your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll give you an example so that it will help you. When your heart is able to commune deeper on the things that are deeper in your soul, the answers you get will be real and life. For example, you are an introvert, but you know it's not God's will that you are an introvert. Have you prayed to God about it? How many of you have prayed to God about your introversy? Okay, how many? Okay, right? But how many of you are introverts? Okay, some other people, there's some people are so introverted, they don't want to raise their hand. You know, they don't raise their hand. Now, you see, it's not that many people that will go to God and say, God, can you change me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I mean by depth? Again, one is asking God for something. Another person is asking God. I say, God, because when you say God should change you, or when you say, God, can I really change? What you're saying is that, can the Holy Spirit go down? Because if, let's say somebody is an introvert now because of trauma from childhood. Are we together? For God to answer that prayer, the Holy Spirit will have to go into that person's childhood 15 years ago and fix the person from 50 years ago. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that prayer experience is deeper. Do you understand what I mean by depth now? Yeah. Do you get it right? Yeah. So it's about taking God into the core part of your being. Where this place, money does not appear in this place. This one is not, Lord, I want to be great. That one does not appear. I'm talking about the core part of your being. In fact, you can only even get to this place via scripture. Amen. Amen. What did I say? Via scripture. Hallelujah. So how do your prayers become deep? You need to read the Bible. Okay? And then pray what you see in the Bible. Your prayers will become deep. Are we together? Your prayers will become deep. Okay? So you need to read the Bible. Not for revelation. Not for this thing. Just read the Bible to understand the heart of God. And then when God graciously reveals himself in scripture to you, you will then know that, okay, this is what I need to pray about. Hallelujah. And then when you pray about it, the communion with God. You see, when you're praying, it's not about, you can shout, if your nature is a shouting nature, you can shout. But it's not about, is me and you God? Is you and God like this? Right? And when you pray from that place, what happens is that you receive strength to go. Are we together? So God has told you to do something, but you are scared to do it, or you're discouraged to do it. That is a perfect way to pray. You know, many people in their religious mindset, they don't want to pray because they think that if they go to God and say, God, I'm discouraged, they think that God will laugh at them. So people want to have a strong man facade. Are we together? You know? People want to be strong men before God. People want to appear before God as generals. Are we together? So people will go, bad. You get it, right? But you can't say, God, I'm discouraged. Can you have mercy on me? I'm really discouraged. Praise God. Now, when we pray from that place, is there, I can't really explain it like that because you have to. It's a practical thing. What I'm saying is those that practice it that will get it. This thing is more practical than theory. Yeah, I'm just giving you the basics. Right? When you go to God, and you get depth in prayer, that's when you're like those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Because the answers that God will be giving you would be first and foremost, there would be strength, or there would be capacity to keep on going. Are we together? So that's how God will be answering. God will be answering you with strength. God will be answering you with strength. Is a deep prayer that Jabez prayed. You see, Jabez didn't go and pray for breakthrough. If you look at what Jabez prayed, Jabez did not pray for breakthrough. Jabez prayed for change of name. It's different. Are we together? It's a different prayer. It's not breakthrough. It's change of name. Who can change one's name? I'm talking, no, we're not going there. People, you should have like sharpness. We'll close with Jabez. At least that one is one that we can all relate with. The issue with Jabez is that some of you, like your teacher, when he was giving birth to, his mother released a word over him. Are we together? The way so many of us, there have been words that have been released over us. And I don't know, maybe the mom thought she was just saying something serious or not. Let's go back. Okay. Let's go to 9. So they were just giving lineage of some people. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. So his mother released a word over him. Okay? And then that word became like an operating software. Let's read the next verse. I'll show you what I'm talking about. And Jabez called on the God of Israel and said, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Hallelujah. Alright? So the reason why he was praying, when I say he wasn't praying breakthrough, what he was saying is that I don't want to cause pain. Do you understand what I'm saying? All right. But you see, in the previous verse, we see that he was more honorable than his brothers. Okay? So even though his life was, how will I put it? In terms of his human efforts, he was good. But that word over him was still like a chain in his heart. It was a chain that he needed to break free of. So what am I trying to say? He was a good guy, but because in his mind, his mother said, I bring pain, he could never see himself as someone that does not bring pain. So you'll be doing good things. Same way some of you, even, you know, there's a way, even partial Nigerian education system, even when you do good things, you are shocked when people are congratulating you. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Maybe you do something, like me now, if there are things I'll do at work, people will say, you did a good job. I'll be like, it's a normal thing now. It's what we do normally, you know? Because in you, you are not used to being seen as a good guy. So Jabez will be doing good things, but in his heart and in his head, he's like, I'm still bringing pain. I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. Meaning he was in a chain in his mind. So when he went to God, he wasn't saying, God, make me rich. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. He was saying, God, deliver me from this thing that my mom put on my head. Are we together? You get my point? Right? So what is deep prayer? The words that were spoken over you. You carry it to God and say, God, change this thing. This is not who I am. That's deep prayer. Not just, oh Lord, make me great. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right? They say, you are not intelligent. They say, you are not sound mentally. You know, you carry it to God in prayer and say, God, this is not who I am. Yeah? This is not who I am. Change my mind. Change my mind. Change my mind. Oh Lord, have mercy. Change my mind. Change my mind. This is not who I am. This is not who I am. This is not who I am. You get? Are we together? So that's it's a deeper level of prayer, right? They have to be palpitating. And then when God begins to answer, God will be answering with dreams, with revelations, with words. Are we together? You get? So when you pray deep prayers, you receive strength from God. Okay, that's one of the things I've discovered about prayer. It's one of the things we've lost in our prayer conversations. Back in the day, you know, when people talk about prayer, people just talk about go and blast tongues. Okay? But there's that. But prayer is ultimately the heart communing with God. Are we together? So the conversations need to be deep. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right, let's give the announcement. Can we... let me quickly give the announcement. All right.